Clearly, it's a big earthquake, one of the biggest ever recorded. I think it's now hovering between 7th and 8th in the history of earthquake recording. Clearly, we're at the early stages, and it's telling that Japan, even with the great telecommunications and advanced communications it has got, has been rocked by this earthquake, and it's difficult to get some information out from the regions where have been affected by the tsunami. And now, this earthquake is... as I say, it's extremely large. There are few earthquakes in recorded history that have been larger than this. Now, earthquakes vary a great deal in their severity and the damage they cause, depending upon where they occur. Now, this occurred out in the sea, 200 miles away from Tokyo. It was a shallow earthquake, therefore strong and shallow means a lot of its energy will be directed to the ocean floor. This will have raised the ocean floor, causing the tsunami, which will then fan out from the epicenter. This earthquake is going to kill most of its people through the tsunami, which seems to have blasted into the coast of Japan.